guys, welcome to Evil. We're excited and adamant about your personal growth and lifestyle. My name is Ali Oceans. I'm a self-care enthusiast, social innovator, legal consultant, TEDx speaker, but most importantly, your friend. If this is your first time on the show, great to have you here. We drop a new episode every Monday each month. If this isn't your first time, welcome back to the family. It's good to have you again listening and growing with us. If this content is helpful to you in whatever way possible, I encourage you to please subscribe, rate, and like our podcast on whatever platform you're listening on. Don't forget to invite your friends to be part of this life-changing journey. I'd like you to please share your comments, reviews on social media, and tag me at I Am Ali Oceans or at Evil with Ali. I always repost. Now it's time for words of affirmation. The things we say to ourselves are powerful in our life, and the things we say to ourselves are things we have taught over and over again, because it's safe to say that thoughts are silent words and words are silent thoughts. So we're going to say some things to ourselves for the whole of this week, basically, and then we are going to think about them over and over and over again and have them manifest and come to existence in our lives. Okay, so let's go. I am not a fraud. I am not a fraud. I am as good as people say I am. I am as good as people say I am. I accept and appreciate compliments. I accept and appreciate compliments. I am an expert in my field. I am an expert in my field. I am capable of great things. I am capable of great things. My accomplishments are valid. My accomplishments are valid. I am allowed to make mistakes. I am allowed to make mistakes. I am an innovative thinker. I am an innovative thinker. I am a gifted strategist. I am a gifted strategist. I have all it takes to be successful. I have all it takes to be successful. So if you've said all of these things, spend the next 1 week saying it over and over and over and over again. Write it out if you have to. Listen to the podcast again if you have to. It will make so much difference in your life. So last week's episode was the bomb, because I got lots of backlashes, lots of people telling me you're shaking too many tables and it's not making us comfortable anymore. And it just made me understand that self-sabotage is a big fear. It's a big darkness. And having to talk about it sometimes gets really uncomfortable for a lot of people. But it's safer to have this conversation so you can find answers and grow. So if you've not listened to my last episode, stop here. Go back and listen to that episode. That episode did hit some nerves. That episode did cause a lot of trouble, but I'm grateful that at the end we're able to talk about things that really mattered, or that really mattered to the lives of people, regular people. And it's just mind-blowing, basically, how crazy this one thing that we keep doing over and over again is going to be our undoing. And it's good to talk about it all the time. So today's episode is for you, right? You that has a friend taking a downslide into self-harm and sabotage. You that listened to the last episode and said, ha, this behavior is that of my friend, or this behavior, these things you're saying is what Kemi does over and over again. So if you fall in this category, I'd like to tell you that it's time for you to step up and help. I know some of you will be like, why should I help somebody who wants to hurt themselves? Before I answer that question, let me take you one step back. Why is that person your friend? In fact, what is friendship? This is a topic on its own that I'm going to dissect one of these great days. But for the sake of what we're talking about today, I'm just going to do a very nice education on what friendship is. Friendship is an intentional relationship initiated out of love for the growth, comfort, and support of the other person. So I'll take it again. Friendship is an intentional relationship initiated out of love for the growth, comfort, and support of the other person. Friendship is also built on positivity, consistency, and vulnerability. So that means the more of these things that are present, if we have more of these things in a relationship, the deeper that friendship becomes, right? So that's what friendship is. So understanding what friendship means would make sure you don't ask me questions like, why should I help the next person that is hurting, or why should I help my friend that wants to kill himself? This should make sure you don't answer, you're asking that question, because if your friendship is not embedded in these things, then you are not friends with that person, and you have to reconsider a lot of things so you know who you are in that person's life. So why help somebody who's hurting themselves? Why do we even have to think about it? Why are we helping a person who has spent half their lives undermining themselves? See, the thing is, someone who doesn't know how to help themselves may hurt themselves and attempt to feel better, right? These people, these saboteurs, yes, I spoke it well, yes, these saboteurs, yeah, okay. So these people who have spent half their time undermining themselves might not even know they need help, and they feel that what they're doing right now would help them feel better. And the problem with self-destructive behaviors, this sabotage behavior basically, is that things you do to alleviate yourself at that point are more so very temporal. They're so temporary, they don't stay for long. That effect is not a long-lasting one. And what this does basically is it makes the problem even more crazy. It makes it worse, right? It makes it worse. You do some things to yourself hoping that you can help yourself. Basically, you try to avoid things, you try to isolate yourself, you try to hurt yourself. You think it's helping matters, right? But it actually isn't. It's just making the entire thing worse. So it's safe to say that self-sabotage drives love away from the person who needs it the most, right? So when you are self-sabotaging yourself, you are extensively taking love out of the picture. You don't want to feel loved. You don't feel loved. You don't. In fact, you just want to do things at that point that you feel is the answer to your problem. So if you have friends like that, you understand that you need to put your hands together and help them. Now, as we've explained earlier in the last episode, self-sabotage comes from a place of lack of proper love, lack of put yourself together, and more fear, basically. So fear is like the fuel that actually runs the engine of self-sabotage. And these feelings are best dissolved by evidence. So how do you help somebody who does not have proper self-love and have spent half their time sabotaging themselves? You have to dissolve these feelings, this thing they feel about not being good enough or not deserving better. You have to dissolve it by making them feel lovable, making them feel accepted, making them feel safe. So when a person who self-sabotages or hurts themselves or self-harms themselves receive persistent care, support, and understanding, they may feel close to a miracle, right? I was watching a video yesterday on TikTok where someone was talking about people who have people in their lives that self-sabotage, or according to him, he calls them irresponsible people, right? The truth is, as a friend, you have a lot to do. You have to talk, you have to be patient, you have to do all of this with love and concern, right? Adam Grant said something recently about worry, that worry is not supposed to make you lose your mind. Basically, it's supposed to help you stay resilient, help you stay patient. It shows that you care about that person. So if at any point somebody around you keeps doing the same thing and keeps harming themselves and having this self-destructive behavior, and you're worried, it's okay to be worried. It means you're one step closer to showing that you can actually reach out to them with love and concern, right? So I'm going to talk about common or popular self-destructive behaviors and how you as a friend can help them. But please, before you go out to help anybody, remember, you cannot pour from an empty cup. If you have these problems, fix you first. Like I said, go back to my last episode and see how you can fix you first, please. This is only for people who do not self-sabotage but have friends that have been taking self-destructive measures in recent times. Please, please, you cannot pour out of an empty cup. Don't even bother, okay? So we're going to take some self-destructive behaviors that people have and how you can in turn help them. I'm going to do, I think, 3 or 4, and then we call it a show, right? So the first one is intensive procrastination. So there's procrastination and then there's intensive procrastination. Now, if you've ever met me in person or had me talk about procrastination at any level, you hear me say things like procrastination can be a vice and a virtue, but that's a topic for another day. Just have it in your head that procrastination can be a vice or a virtue. So, but today we're talking about intensive procrastination. So at this point, if you see someone or if you have someone in your life that is about to self-sabotage by missing a deadline or flaking on a meeting, you have to encourage them to stop and think. At this point, you need to stop and think. So you're going to ask this person to think through what happens when you miss something, what the bad outcomes could exactly be, right? Help them look at the pros and cons for why they're trying to do what they're about to do. And the truth is, if you can walk them through this process of what the pros and cons can be, you're dragging them back into reality of what could happen if anything goes wrong from this point. Now, ask them if they've ever been in this situation in the past before. If they've ever had to be in this situation, help them look through it and try to figure out ways they were able to overcome it then. Now, the point is, you have to be able to replace your friend's conditioned belief with a realistic one. Right, make sure that whatever it is that are these outcomes are things that they can easily look at and say, okay, this is a realistic thing. If anything goes wrong, it would crush me into pieces. So the bottom line is that we can do amazing things. We just have to put ourselves out there. In terms of intensive or intense procrastination, as a friend who is trying to help a friend go through that phase, you have to keep reminding them that, look, you're strong, you can deal with failure and move forward. Just keep saying amazing things to them. This most times work for people who have love languages of words of affirmation anyways. So just keep reminding them and re-echoing it into the system that, look, you don't have to miss a deadline, you don't have to flake on a meeting, you just have to find a way around it and make it work. Right, it doesn't matter how low in time this can be. Now, when you help them understand that failure is human, is realistic, and has a real possibility, but that is not going to define who they are, right? Just because they feel that they're going to fail if they don't miss that deadline, or they're going to fail if they don't flake that meeting, just remind them that failure is not the end of the world. Basically, it happens, but it doesn't mean that you're not lovable. It doesn't mean that you should be afraid of taking the next step and getting better. So when you can re-echo this into their system, you could patiently and gradually help them move out of intense procrastination and have them start doing things that would actually put them out there and help them grow, right? So that's the first self-destructive behavior we're going to be talking about. The second one is quite popular: choosing unhealthy romantic partners. So this is a regular thing, right? I mean, in the space we are right now, everybody is climbing up for a relationship and they tend to not pay attention to the most important thing about getting into a relationship. And so because of this, you get to be with people who are chief commissioners of self-sabotaging, right? So as a friend, if you know somebody who regularly self-sabotages by choosing the wrong partners or partners who treat them poorly, your best shot at helping these people, listen to this, your best shot at helping people like this is to become a regular, predictable, stable presence in this person's life, right? You don't have to make any promises. You don't have to explain to them that you're not leaving. Just simply be there. Show them that you're not going anywhere. You're going to support them through the good, the bad, the ugly, because that's what real love is, right? Real love is not just about saying those words and having romantic dinners and whatnot. It's about being there even when times are really hard. We have too many examples of people who have proven or shown true love over and over again. So we have to re-emphasize that for them. Even if they haven't experienced this kind of love in their life before, you have to be able to build evidence to help them understand that you're going to be there, so they don't have to abandon themselves. You have to reinforce it into their system, into their mindset. And another option could be to remind them that they don't have to feel like nobody's there for them. I mean, even if they can't believe that they can rely on others, they should be able to rely on themselves, right? If you have someone, or if you know somebody who has spent half their lives having this trust or this issue, with these trust issues, basically, you can actually help them understand that, fine, you don't need anybody, but you should be able to rely on yourself, because it starts with you, right? You're the first receiver. You're the first receiver of everything that happens in your life. So you should be able to rely on yourself first. And if that happens, you teach them to commit to themselves, right? So as a friend, you have to be there for them at this point. So that's the second one. The third one, this one is quite, I don't know, this behavior, I haven't really seen more of this around, but it's worth discussing in case there's somebody out there who has a friend who has been doing this over and over again. So this one is called self-harm or self-punishment. This is that moment where somebody stays on their own and misuses substance, hurt themselves. So I think suicide falls on that list too, basically. So what you have to do, if someone is actively hurting themselves in a way to meet an emotional need, or in a way to have this quick burst of release, you need to help them acknowledge the pain that is causing this behavior. As a friend, you have to help them acknowledge the pain causing this behavior. Let this person know that this pain is valid and that they deserve to be able to let it go. It's either you do it or you introduce them to a trained professional who would actually talk them through this process and help them get better, right? Let them know that even though the feeling better might feel hopeless in this moment, there are lots of things that they can do to get their lives back together, right? They don't necessarily have to hurt themselves. They don't necessarily have to misuse substance to feel okay or to feel good about themselves at a certain level. So just doing something together. This is the point where I'm not asking you to babysit anybody. Please don't get me wrong, because I know a lot of people might misquote this as babysitting. I'm asking you, just like I explained what friendship was in the beginning, I'm asking you to take this as a project, right? And help this person walk through this phase. You'll be glad you did. Trust me. You'll be glad you actually saved their life at this point. And that's why I said this particular episode is for people who have people that self-sabotage, right? So the next self-destructive behavior I'll talk about, which is the last one for me, is self-isolation. You see, this is a very toxic threat. Very, very toxic one, because we have a lot of people who isolate a lot, who just, I don't know, in the name of avoiding certain things, you push everyone away. You want to be on your own. Now, often we can't pull people at this point, right? As a friend, I can't promise you you're able to pull anyone out of the self-isolation hole, but this is what you can do. You can counter the beliefs that cause them to self-isolate in the first place, right? Because self-isolating behaviors can come from misguided beliefs about who people really are and what they deserve. So, for instance, somebody you know keeps saying things like, I don't deserve good people in my life. My dear, this is the time where you become their word of affirmation radio. Oh yeah, you give them, I want you in my life. I'm lucky to have you in my life. You keep echoing these things to them, making them understand that, look, it's not just about words. I want to be there for you. You're the great friend I have. You're the most important person in my life. You have to keep saying these things to them. And over again, as you keep saying, just the same words of affirmation work for you personally. It begins to echo and kick on for them, right? You can have a friend who always says things like, if good people are around me, they'll see how bad I am and hate me. Hello. Nobody can hate you. No. This is just your mind playing tricks on you, darling. Remind them. If stuff's like that, words like anything I say can be so annoying, so I'd rather keep quiet. No, my darling, talk. We need to hear what you have to say. See, as friends of people in situations like this, you have one job, to be their hype man. Never let them feel any of those things. Never let them have to repeat those things they say out loud. Immediately they say it, you counter it immediately and hype them, make them feel good, because that feeling, that consistent and persistent feeling, would help them see more to life. Look, the reason why people self-sabotage is because they sort of have a curtain over their face that hasn't allowed them to see reality as reality is. So if, as friends, we can look into this illusion they have of themselves and pull them out into reality, they begin to see options. I said that last week in the last episode. They begin to see options. They begin to allow growth happen. We need to keep pushing. See, the truth is, as a friend to a person who self-sabotages all the time, all you need is patience. All you need is consistency. But most importantly, you have to tell them the truth. Most of them don't know that they're going through this phase. Most of them don't even understand what you're saying. Most of them are not informed about their crazy situation. So as a friend, if you notice it, if you can pinpoint it, if you can recognize what they're doing to themselves, you have one job: to help them out of this scenario. You have one job to help them. And how do you do this? With love and concern. It only takes love for you to be on somebody's neck and tail to help them grow. It only takes love and concern to actually pull resilience for somebody else's sake. So if you love that person, if you truly believe in that person's future, or that person's dream, or what that person is looking forward to pulling through, and if you believe that this person can not afford to undermine their own success, you have one job to do: be patient, help them pull through, and do this with love and concern. Now when you do all of this, a miracle would happen. A big miracle would happen. The kind that happens when somebody just wakes up the next morning and be like, you know what, it's time to be a better person. It's time to think of me. It's time to pull through. It's time to try, right? We're all about trying. No matter how hard it is, we want you to try. We want you to get better. So with all of this, when you know all of this, it's easier for you to be there for your friend. So know this and manifest in all amazing ways possible. If this content was helpful to you on any level, please, I highly recommend and encourage you to please subscribe, rate, and like this podcast on whatever platform you're listening on right now. Don't forget to invite your friends, because a friend of a friend of a friend that sees growth will continue to grow with every other person. Alright, so drop your comments, drop your questions, drop your feedback on our page at I Am Ali Oceans, and at Evolve with Ali, and I would make sure that I respond to all of them. So it's a wrap from me. I can't wait to receive your comments. I can't wait to get back to you next week. Next week is going to be a very, very niche top topic. So I'm looking forward to talking to you again next week. This is Evolve, over and out.